Thank you so much. One of the reasons Carl loves the Listener Limerick Challenge is because it's a part rhyme job. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Amy, national security officials appeared before Senate committees this week to discuss the attempted Christmas Day bomb attack and one immediate reform, they said, that will prevent future security failures. The State Department has now equipped its computers with software that they didn't have before. What is this software?
The State Department has
They said, we didn't have this, but we've put this in now. And because we have the software, this will never happen again. We've got it all taken care of. What is the software?
They finally got, like, Google installed, running, up and running.
No, not quite that. Even more basic.
Oh, what software? Not Donkey Kong. No.
So useful in so many international terrorists.
Because, our counterintelligence needs to be able to jump over barrels.
Yes. Mr. President, we now know where Wario is hanging out. Send a predator drone. No.
All these terrorists wonder why my agents are jumping on their heads.
Okay, so it's not like email. It's not. No.
It's basic.
It'll
make it easier to type things like Ahmadinejad, of course.
They got consonants on the keyboard.
No.
Spell check.
Yes, spell check.
Spell check.
They've finally got spell check.
Spell check.
You know how when you misspell something, you're Googling and Google comes back and is like, did you mean Scott Brown nude? And you're like, no, I didn't mean that. Well, it's a useful feature. Well, if you were a State Department employee searching to see if Omar Farouk Abdul Muttalib showed up in a database of U.S. visa holders a few weeks ago, and you forgot one of the 15 A's in his name, the database would be like, "Nah, never heard of him, nothing to worry about, no problem." Anyway, we've got this stuff now, so watch out, Al-Qaeda. America's got Windows 95.
And we almost know how to use it.
Anyway,
I know how to find a guy like Omar Farouk Abdul Muhammad.
How do you find him?
You find out who has Googled Omar Farouk Abdul Muhammad the most times, where that person is, that's him. Tell me that these people aren't Googling themselves.
I know.
Yeah. That's also how to spell their name correctly.
It's a shame we didn't have the spell check back in 2003. Then we would have done what Bush really wanted and invaded Iran.
Indiana.
Yeah. PJ, the New York Times is reporting on yet another obstacle to happy relationships. Traditionally, couples fight over money or leaving the seat up, but now counselors are now dealing with more and more couples fighting over what?
About whether to pay to get the New York Times online.
I'll give you a hint. You say compost. I say compost. Let's call the whole thing off.
They are fighting about recycling?
Exactly. They're fighting over environmental sensitivity. Greenness, if you will. Therapists say environmentalism is an increasing source of tension in many households.
I'm not sure. Leaving a carbon footprint in this bedroom tonight.
Exactly.
I get you.
I know.
All right.
The Times tells the story of a couple in Santa Barbara. He recycles, he bikes to work, he uses reusable bags at the grocery store, but in her eyes, he falls short because he leaves the water running too long when he showers. And, worst of all, when they go out for sushi, he doesn't properly quiz the waiter about the sustainability of the sea bass. Now, you probably want to fly out there yourself right now just to slap
them. And kill them. Yes, exactly.
But consider this. Your carbon footprint will be smaller if you just call someone in Santa Barbara and have that person slap them. So take that, Oscar.
I actually got a composting bin for Christmas from my husband.
Did you really?
Yes.
I think he's trying to tell you something.
Well, that is romantic.
Yeah.
That is romantic.
Yeah, it's awesome. He made it.
He made
it. You gotta love. Oh, come on! You gotta love that.
You do. You do.
As opposed to jewelry.
Yeah.
You are somebody's wonderful wife.
I am. I am a dream machine.
I'm just trying to think what would happen in my house if I had bought
a
homemade compost.
You'd be in it.
You just
so right.
I know where to put those table scraps.
Yes. Yeah. Three.
You know what you should do, Amy? Take the compost thing, fill it up, put a little pressure on it, like a weight, and then in about 2 million years, you'll have a diamond.
Oh, that's what he said.
Yes. Yeah.
You say either.
And you say either.
You say neither.
And you say neither.
Either.
Either.
And either.
And neither.
Let's call the whole thing off. Oh, yes. You like potato.
And you like potato.
You like tomato.
And you like tomato.
Potato.
Potato.
Tomato.
Tomato.
Let's call the whole thing off.